You know, on the when you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
The tongue.
Uh-huh. What do you have on a buggy?
Well, now, if you got two horses, the tongue right on. If you got one horse, it shares.
Uh-huh.
It shares.
Uh-huh.
One on each side of the horse.
Uh-huh. And, say there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a chain to it, and I, what?
Pulled it across.
Okay.
I pulled a log out the way.
Uh-huh. Or another word you could use instead of pulled. You could say, I.
Well, we always pulled or drug it out the way.
Uh-huh. You say, we have, what, many logs out of this road. We have done what?
Well, now they have tractors and bulldozers and such as that to move such stuff as that.
Uh-huh. But, say if there was a, you're talking about dragging it out of the road, though. You say, we have already wet that log out of the road.
Or drug it out of the road.
And you say you have to tie a chain around it.
Oh, yeah, wrap a chain around and then either hit your car to it or your tractor to it, either one, and just swing it around out the road.
And uh-huh. And that way you can...
clear the road where you're going.
Uh-huh. If you got, say if you raised a lot of corn, you say, this year we raised a big...
crop.
Uh-huh. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
cultivate that.
Uh-huh. Way. Well, before you can cultivate it, you have to...
clear all those off.
Uh-huh.
And where we always cleared a piece of land, we'd go in there, say, full moon of July and August.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a dormant time in the trees. You know what I mean?
It's when they're not...
The full moon of July and August is a dormant time.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in there and call what we call, take our axe and what we call a girdle that tree.
Mm-hmm. Just cut all the way around the tree?
Cut all the way around. Be sure you get everything cut from the top to the stump.
Mm-hmm.
That tree will die. And we'll just leave it there for 4 or 5 years. And by that time, it's all practically rotten and on the ground. We just pick a dry time, go in there, stick fire in it, and burn everything off. Go right behind. I followed many a time out of the tractor.
Hmm.
And cut over here, cut the land up right there to,
mm-hmm.
to worry.
Did you used to plant by the moon much?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a great moon man, planting and fishing.
Well, tell me about what...
Well, now, all crops that make above the ground
mm-hmm.
is supposed to be planted on the grow under the moon. And that's between the new moon and the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And all crops know what's under the ground is planted on the grow under the moon.
Mm-hmm.
What's above the ground, makes above the ground, planted on the decrease.
Mm-hmm.
That's after the full moon until the next full moon.
Mm-hmm. What about when there's a full moon? What do you plant?
Nothing. Don't plant nothing. Don't run on the change of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Always wait a day or two. Either way.
What about fishing?
I fish for the moon too. Well, my main time to fish is right after the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
When the moon is setting soon of the morning.
When the moon is set?
Set soon of the morning.
Uh-huh.
And,
what,